Patience to guide the meditation a little bit for a few minutes. Again, I like that pattern for myself of establishing the spaciousness of awareness. So you do that, listen to sound. Notice the quality of attention which is non-becoming, non-resisting, but not distracted. And so you have right understanding. It's like this. Feel your hands. Let the feelings in your hands become conscious. So what happens is you localize your attention and then wait. And in that waiting, the tactile feelings become conscious. Let your hands become feeling. And perceive the feelings in the hands as in awareness. Listen to sound. And perceive sound as in awareness. Notice the changing nature of sound. Change the sense door, feel your hands. What is changing and what is unchanging? So that establishes right understanding. So we could use the body as a way of sustaining this awareness. So bring your attention to your mouth. Make conscious the feelings in your mouth. The lips, the teeth, the tongue, the palates. So it's not a verbal description, but it's a physical sensation. And notice to do that, you have to let go of thinking and sustain awareness of the body. Bring attention to your ears. Feel the outer structures. And then inside the ear canals. Let that become conscious. Let it become feeling. And notice this, like this attitude, like you're not going anywhere with this. It's not like this, you're going to the next stop on the train, but it's just this present witnessing. Feel the nose, go to the nose, feel the bridge of the nose. Nostrils, let that be conscious. And then the eyes. Feel the eye sockets. And the eyes themselves, this large area. Let that become conscious. And notice that the eyes, feelings in the eyes are in awareness. Feel the temples. Feel the band from the forehead temples to the back of the head. Let that be conscious. And the top of the head. Feel the back of the head, the back of the neck. And feel the whole head now as a mass of vibrations and feelings, not as a concept. Notice that that's in awareness, that those feelings are in awareness. Notice that changing. And then be the knowing. Bring attention, make conscious the neck, the throat, back of the neck. So we're very present, allowing things to arise rather than looking for something. Shoulders, arms, hands. You localize attention, you wait. And in that witnessing, the shoulders, arms, hands become feeling. Chest area, feel the skin. Feel the skin in the chest and the upper back. Feel the rib cage, upper rib cage. Feel the movement of the lungs. Perhaps you can feel the heart. And then notice we're sustaining this witnessing awareness on the changing objects. Down to the abdominal area, feel the skin. Make conscious the lower rib cage. And then any organs you can feel, the stomach, kidneys, intestines, whatever feelings arise in there. Waiting, witnessing. Pelvic area, pelvic bones, skin in that area. The organs in the pelvic area. Hips, feel that the feelings in the hips become conscious. And thighs, knees, calves, feet. So waiting, witnessing, knowing. It's like this. Feel your whole body now. Whole body awareness, whatever becomes conscious from the head to the toes. So body as a physical experience rather than as an idea. And perceive that as in awareness. Now make conscious the breathing of the body. Waiting, witnessing, knowing. Make conscious the feeling of one in-breath. And the feeling of one out-breath. So then what happens as you try to do this? You get sleepy or you start thinking about something else. So then the intention is to return to the simple witnessing, knowing of one breath at a time. And you kind of have to figure out how to do that. So then you can use inquiry to pay attention. So you sort of start to get curious about the whole cycle of in and out breath. So maybe you inquire about what is the feeling of an out breath? Make that conscious. What's the feeling of an out breath? So that kind of inquiry heightens your attention, but you're not trying to do anything about the out-breath. It's just that your attention becomes more refined. But then again, that might put you to sleep. So then you might say, well, heck with that, I'm just going to breathe deeply for 20 breaths. So you do something quite coarse, relatively. I'm going to get some more energy into the breath. I'm going to make it big and strong and because I'm so sleepy. So this is how you use intelligence, experiment, the idea of craft. if you get in touch with whole body awareness, then even though you're using the breath as your local focus, you're also noticing what's happening with your spine, with your shoulders, with your face. Like, is the posture just slumping down? Is your face getting tight, your shoulders getting tight? So you have this kind of whole body awareness, and the breath is moving in this whole body awareness. So you're not too contracted onto the, too so focused that you're not noticing what's going on. Sometimes you get there, but the mind's very bright then. So then, like, if your posture's slumping and you're feeling dull, then you notice the small of the spine, the shoulders, you lift the posture, and you put energy into holding the posture up. Just that simple, holding the head higher, pushing to the ceiling, opening the chest, and you sustain that for periods of time. But you're doing it in full awareness, like a good yoga posture, say. And the breath is moving in that. So there's this kind of whole body sensitivity going on.